Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
An Erio's original.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers, a podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite mysteries. Each week, we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories, and conclude with our own hypothesis. Today is one of the most exciting days of 2023. I'm Allie Siegel, and today we have
I'm a motherfucker, Melissa Stettin.
We have Melissa Stettin.
I have a baby. Yeah.
What's it like?
I mean, it's crazy. It's a lot crazier than I thought. Everything went fine. She came out great. No problems.
That's
or anything.
Great.
And I have to say, having a baby, it wasn't that bad. And I know, so I got an epidural, though. I didn't feel a thing. I felt nothing.
That's amazing.
It was very easy. I mean, at first, before you get the epidural, you're like, oh, this is crazy. I understand why people want to experience that. But after the first contraction, I was like, I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
Yeah, if I ever have God bless anyone who does natural childbirth, but I'm getting an epidural. I don't think anything's better or worse.
No, and it was, she came right out. She came out, she was 7 pounds, 10 ounces, I think. She wasn't as big as they thought. They thought she was going to be giant, but she was very tall. And I have a child, she's 3.5 months old now. She's laughing, she laughs at my jokes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so cute.
She's sleeping.
Can I ask you a personal question and you don't have to answer?
Yes. Yes.
Did you poop?
I did not. And you know what? I made sure to poop before. Well, I got there at 2 a.m. because that's when the induction was, whatever. And they gave me the epidural and I was like, wait, I have to go poop. I need to before. Yeah. They're like, no, you have to sit in the bed. I was like, I need to get up now.
Yeah.
So they had to walk me to the bathroom. I was like, I have to just do this. I have to, this will make everything better. And I ended up throwing up a bunch during labor.
Oh,
that was
God.
A surprising thing that happened that I wasn't expecting, but I didn't poop.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
The poop of the mouth.
Yeah. The poop of the mouth. I threw up maybe like 10 times. Like I was like, oh, I got a barf. And then I would just throw up. That was a weird thing that just the side effect from the medication, I guess. I don't know. It was very strange.
Yeah. I've never heard of that happening. Interesting.
Me neither.
Well, congratulations. And thank you for coming back. You didn't have to, and you did. And that's huge.
It's nice to do something that's not watching a baby, because that's been my whole life, is feeding a baby, changing diapers. And after a while, I'm like, oh God, I just need to do something else.
Yeah.
I need to have a job.
Although I will say, Ripley seems like really well-mannered. I went over to Melissa's to watch a movie, and like Ripley slept the entire time.
Yeah,
like she seems
great.
Like an angel.
She's a good baby.
Incredible.
Everyone says we got lucky. Like she doesn't scream for no reason. She's sleeping like a long time at nighttime. We got a good one. That's why.
Which means she's going to be a horrible teenager.
No. That means I can never have another child, because you don't get two awesome children.
Yeah.
That's it, baby.
No, your other one's going to be deranged. So thank you for coming back. But most importantly, thank you to everyone who stepped in while Melissa was away. You guys gave us some amazing episodes and will continue to do so. And there were some people who wanted to guest host on episodes that I had written, which I did not do. So you will be able to pop on with me and Melissa.
Yeah. And then one
episode you'll be able to...
I accidentally deleted, and I blame that on mom brain, and it was...
And which is totally fine. It's a miracle that we got anything done when Melissa was away. We hardly did.
One episode.
Yeah. So, and then we will be recording that episode, because it was a great episode.
I know you were texting us while recording. You're like, this episode's so good. And I'm like, oh, good. And then I was going to edit it. And then I was like, wait, I don't have the file. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I literally texted my mom and my mom and dad and my boyfriend being like, I don't want to give what the episode away was, but I was like, did you know that blah, 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 blah?
We'll never
know. I felt so smart.
The last episode.
We'll never know. The last episode. All right, Melissa, we haven't done this in a long time. So who are our patrons?
Oh, we've got a bunch. We've got Emo Sapien, whoever you are, Maggie, James from Vegas, sweet baby James.
Hey, baby boy.
Janica, Kevin, Caroline, Daniel, Katie, Jessica J, Richard, Molly, Amara, John Jess, Eon K, Nikki, Hannah C, Melanie, Corey, MC and OKC, Patricia, Angela, Andrea, Becky C, Lauren H, Robin, Lucian, and Camille.
I think it's Lucian.
Lucian? Lucian?
Oh my God, what if it's Lucian Graves from the Satanic Temple?
It probably is him.
Welcome. Guys, welcome to the team. And listen, Melissa and I are going to be so organized this year. You don't even know.
That's our goal. You're going to get organized. 2023, it's all about organization. We had a meeting.
We got a content calendar where we are sharing docs. You won't believe what you're going to get for the Patreon this year. I know
you're
we always say
thrilled.
That, but this year it's going to happen.
This year, it's our
2023
year,
is the year. Melissa, your first episode back. Don't disappoint us or else. What's our episode on today?
Well, today I was thinking about, you know, everyone, I feel like everyone has their New Year's resolutions. The main one is like get in shape and like start eating healthy. I feel like I do that every year. Like every January, I'm like time to get into the workout and eat healthy. Is that your resolution?
Wait, can I interrupt you real quick?
Yes.
So I did something insane like a month ago.
Oh, no.
I went to Target and I bought a bunch of workout stuff. This was in like before
like
Christmas. And I bought
like
a bunch of stuff for myself.
Like dumbbells?
I bought like resistance bands.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I bought a yoga mat. And
ooh.
I bought like, I don't know, like a jump rope and like some other stuff. This is not the crazy part. So then that is crazy. But
that
then I
crazy.
Get to check out.
Oh, no.
I get to check out. And all of a sudden I start panicking. That for some reason in my head, I'm like, this checkout person is going to ask me if working out is my New Year's resolution, and then I'm going to have to get in a whole conversation.
But you bought it in December.
Yes. I don't, Melissa, it makes no sense what went through my brain. I just like started freaking out. So I lied. I had a panic attack and I lied and I just said, by the way, these are all gifts. For no reason. The bagger didn't say anything. He was just checking me out. And I just said, all of these are gifts. He said, do you need a gift receipt? And I said, no. And it was the weirdest thing I've ever done. I was just panicked that he was going to ask me about working out. And then I was going to have to be like, I've never worked out before. It's just something I want to start doing. I don't know what happened, but my brain.
That's weird.
I had a meltdown.
You had a panic attack. At Target.
Yes.
Wow.
It was like all of a sudden, like a bully who called me fat in third grade, like came back into my head. And I was like,
what are you going to do? Work out?
Yeah. Like I thought that this guy was going to bully me or something. And so I just panicked and like started lying for no reason. Yeah. It was really weird. So, yeah. This is for my boyfriend. He lives in Canada.
Wow.
It was so weird. Yeah, I spiraled. So anyways, yes, a lot of people have working out on their list of resolutions. Continue.
Yeah. So I was looking at all these influencers and I was like, well, who are the biggest scam influencers? Like I love an influencer scam. And I
scamfluencer.
Oh, that's the podcast. Scam.
Oh, it is. I thought I just made up that name.
This one girl that I follow on Twitter, Sarah Hagee.
Oh, Sarah Hagee.
Hagee. Scamfluencer.
We should have her on.
I think that's her whole podcast. I haven't listened yet, but I'm sure it's good.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they're on Wondery, I think.
Oh, yeah. She writes for Gawker.
Yeah, she's great. I actually really like her. I don't know why I said actually. I really like her. Let's have her on.
I actually like her.
I don't like very many people, and I actually like her.
I actually like her. But this is, there's a couple fitness scammers. There's one called Belle Gibson that I want to do another episode on, but I found this girl, Brittany Dawn, currently happening. She's this fitness influencer. She launched her own online coaching business as a personal trainer and was selling like personalized packages of coaching and workouts and meal plans. But then her clients soon realized that what they were buying wasn't exactly what she was advertising. She may have been a little over her head. So her scam was so big that it made national headlines. It was on Good Morning America. She was sued by the Texas Attorney General. And over the past few years,
a bunch
of crazy stuff has come out about her. So 2014 is when she started gaining tons of followers on Instagram and YouTube. She's this like super in shape blonde lady. She was born in 1991, so she's like 32-ish. And she would post workout pics and videos. Then she started selling fitness products to her followers, like workout schedules, meal plans. You know, as you do when you're like a fitness influencer.
Of course.
And her plans range from $90 to $300 a month for like different levels of stuff you could get. And by the way, she wasn't certified in any sort of fitness or dietary programs. And
they never are.
I know. I assume that a lot of influencers probably aren't certified. Like, you got to take at least a couple of classes so you can be, like, certified, so you know what you're doing. Like, you can't just be like, well, I do this, class. I work out this, blah, blah, blah. So she claimed that her packages included personalized meal plans, like recipes and workout schedules for your specific type of body. So that's, like, a lot of work to do for, like, going through each person and being like, oh, you weigh this much, you want to weigh this much. Like,
so yeah,
that's a lot of work. And some of her followers had even had eating disorders and were looking to Brittany for advice because she had shared that she previously had an eating disorder and she overcame it. Like, that was her whole thing, was like, I had an eating disorder. I overcame it. Here's what I did. I'm now super in shape and I'm super healthy. So she wanted to like sell that to
No,
her
no,
followers.
No, no, no.
So instead of receiving personalized plans and advice, most of her subscribers would get very similar emails.
Of course.
Like, even people who had different bodies and needs. They also found it was impossible to get in touch with her. So when people would reach out and ask, like, why they're not losing weight or, like, other issues, they would receive back emails that said, "You got this, girl," or, like, "That's my girl," or, "You got this, babe." Like, it'd all just be, like, automated
Slay,
responses.
Girl boss.
You're slay.
Yeah.
She was clearly not checking in on people, or these were, like, automated responses. And one of her customers was interviewed on Good Morning America, and she said that she paid for a plan with coaching sessions over the phone with Brittany, but those calls never happened. And I was like, this sounds like the opposite of Teddy Mellencamp's
yeah,
little weight loss thing.
You can't. I mean, that's not how business works.
No, you can't just, it's false advertising. You can't sell people these things.
Yeah.
But wasn't Teddy Mellencamp's fitness thing like people would just be constantly checking up on you and like texting you 100 times a day? Like, what are you
eating?
Yeah,
and like texting you and being like, have you worked out today? Yeah.
I mean, Teddy Mellencamp's thing sounds problematic, but in some ways, I bet it worked really well because you're just like on people.
I remember a long time ago, like Chloe Fineman, like pre-SNL, had posted that she had done it and that it had worked. But I think it's like the Nexium school of dieting, where Teddy Mellencamp would be like, only have this much to eat a day. Like, you have to work out. What have you eaten today? Show me the picture. You know, I think it was, I think it was disordered eating.
Yeah. There's a happy medium in there somewhere.
Just enjoy life. I mean, it's crazy.
Just enjoy life. So then all of these customers, they started talking to each other and they were posting negative feedback and comments on Brittany's social media pages, but they would all get deleted and she would block customers who complained.
Oh my God.
But then all these customers got together. They created a Facebook group called Brittany Dawn Fitness Complaints, and it had over 4,500 members. So she was...
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and those are just the people that were, like, complaining. So everyone was sharing stories, comparing their plans, which means she had at least 4,500 people that she was, like, personally coaching? That's not possible.
That's what I was just thinking. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, unless she hired a bunch of people. And that's... So if we're going by the $90 plan, that's at least $400,000 a month. And if she's doing, and if people are doing the $300 plan, that's over $1 million a month.
Let me tell you, that is not how much money I made coaching.
No. She, like, that's great. You need to hire at least, I don't know, 20 people to, like, that's crazy. You can't just do this yourself. That's insane.
Yeah, there's no way to have personalized, like, no. instruction when...
You know, there's not enough hours in the day for this. And then in February 2019, she was in the news for being a scammer. And she did a video apology.
Oh, God.
And she's reading, in the video, she's reading her phone, like at this written response that she has.
The notes app?
The note, she's just reading it. And then what's funny is that in the background, there's just the sound of a dryer. Like, something metal is in her dryer, like, going on, and it's really loud.
Oh, my God.
It's like, turn off the dryer, girl. Like, just, like, you can't really hear what she's saying.
Wait, speaking of things in the dryer, I accidentally, like, I was doing a load of laundry the other day, and when I was done with putting the things in the dryer and I was taking things out of the dryer, there was a small screw. Or what is it called?
Oh,
like a...
No. A bolt?
Like when you screw the things in. Not a bolt. Like the actual like tool that you... Yeah, a screwdriver. There was a screwdriver. I must have had a miniature screwdriver in one of my pockets.
Oh,
and
God,
I put it in the dryer.
So
I'm like, I'm
loud.
So glad it wasn't an explosion. But my like my laundry machine's in the back. So I'm surprised it didn't blow up my house.
So loud.
I know.
In the video, she's like, I'm sorry for anyone who feels like they got scammed by me. You can't start an apology by saying, I'm sorry for people who feel like this happened to them. No.
No, 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 no.
That's that's putting it on the people for making them feel bad. Like they did something wrong.
Yes.
She said, I realized I needed more help, and this is a lesson I've had to learn the hard way. She said, I know that I have destroyed my reputation through inaction and lack of communication. I own it and am attempting to make things right the best I can. But then she eventually deleted this apology from her social media. It was on YouTube. She took off the video.
What?
And then she started losing sponsors, obviously.
Oh, no.
And then she told
people... No more colon boom.
Colon boom. She told people to email her for refunds, but she only ended up giving 50% refunds to, like, some of the people. And all the customers were asked to sign NDAs before getting refunds. She thought that would, like...
That's insane.
Yeah, she thought that would, like, stop her from getting sued or something. I don't know. In the emails that she sent, she said, my attorney will also be asking for anyone who is refunded to sign an NDA agreement for confidentiality purposes from this point moving forward to protect my name, my brand, and my business in any future situation, in person or online. The disclosure will need to be signed before the refund can be made. Like, what the fuck? I'm not signing an NDA to get, like, my $100 back. Crazy.
Anytime anyone asks you to sign an NDA, like, I feel like they're up to no good.
Up to no
good. Yeah, bad news.
But yeah, but obviously it didn't work because in February 2022, she was sued by the Texas Attorney General. False advertising, baby.
Oh my God, I just fast forwarded in the doc a little bit and I'm upset, but I'll let you get there.
Is that the dog thing?
Yeah.
We'll get there. According to the lawsuits, one of her former clients who had an eating disorder said she believed Brittany was an expert in eating disorders because she would always post about how she overcame her own eating disorder. She bought a plan for Brittany specifically with the goal of gaining weight and increasing her calories in a healthy way.
Oh, interesting.
So, unfortunately, Brittany sent her a plan designed for someone to lose weight. And the meal plans added up to less calories than she was currently eating. And one woman said it sent her back into her eating disorder.
I'm sure.
Because, like, of course, what do you, you're paying for professional advice. And you're like, I guess I should be eating this. And then you just, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And then another person in the lawsuit who signed up for the plan, she filled out the survey that Brittany sends to everyone. She wrote back that she had an eating disorder and body dysmorphia and a horrible self-image, hoping to get back some sort of like message with her personalized plan. But instead, she got an automated email that said, great, welcome to the hashtag Brittany Dawn family. Instead of like, hey, sounds like you have a serious issue I'm not trying to deal with. Here's some people that you should reach out to.
Yeah, that's like
great to like, I have an eating disorder. Great.
That's in the ethics of coaching. Like, I've turned away people from coaching being like, sure, you need to have a therapist or a psychologist. This is not in the breadth of like goal achievement that we do in coaching. You know, like this is so clearly someone who's just out for money and not for helping people.
Yeah. And she ended up sending this girl a restrictive caloric diet and cardio workouts. And Brittany claimed she did accept people with eating disorders, but that was clearly a lie. Like, she was accepting anyone and just not paying attention.
Yeah.
Some clients said they were starving all the time and almost passed out.
Oh, God.
That sounds like Teddy Mellencamp's plan. And it would take her months to get back to her clients. And when she would get back to them, she would be angry at the clients for waiting so long to tell her about their hunger. Like, why didn't you tell me sooner? And they're like, bitch, I reached out months ago.
Yeah.
And the lawsuit was about lying to customers and failing to deliver them what she promised. And she was also charging shipping fees to send people PDFs.
What?
There was shipping fees. I'm sure she just was so unorganized that she was just like, put shipping fees on everything. And it was just like PDFs, like her workout plans.
Like the like an email of a PDF?
Yes.
Or she would like print it out and then mail it. Or
PDF
she emails. Would She would charge a shipping fee for an email?
Yes, yes.
This bitch.
So her fine, she was sued. The fine ranges from $250 to $1 million is what she's going to end up paying.
Oh, my God.
But it's a jury trial, and it's happening March 2023. So in a couple months.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being on that jury?
Oh, my God.
That's so fun. Yeah, that's so fun.
Oh, and this crazy thing. She would also post stuff about eating disorders and being like a warrior using all these hashtags. But one of the hashtags was hashtag skip dinner, wake up thinner, just to get more views on it. Crazy.
Yeah, because she's trying to find the eating disorder people who look for thinspiration.
Yeah. Also, she took out a $20,000 loan, the COVID loan for her business.
We should have done that.
I know. Damn it. We should have.
Let's take a break for announcements. Webcrawlers has a Patreon, baby, and 2023 is our year. To get access to rewards, tons of bonus episodes, shout outs, videos, merchandise discounts, interviews, please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers. You can donate as little as $2 a month to become a patron. Also, please, you can just figure it into your 2023 budget. It's a great way to start the year.
Please.
Yeah. For your taxes. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you give us a 5-star review, we'll shout you out. And Erios has a hotline. Insert jingle here.
626-604-6262. Erios.
And we're going to start our mailbag episodes again. Getting really excited for that. We have to remind Maria to send them to us, though, because we forgot today. So that'll happen soon. Maybe this week you'll have a mailbag episode. You never know.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Now back to our program.
Okay, this is the dog stuff. I remember hearing about this.
Hold on, I'm going to stop for you. Stop for a second and say trigger warning animal abuse.
Yes, trigger warning animal abuse.
Fast forward like a minute or two if... I mean, obviously, yes. We're not going to get specific, like really into it.
No, but not any details, but just this is. Yeah. So I remember hearing about this a few years ago and I was like, who's Brittany Dawn? And then I read this. I was like, oh, this is what everyone was talking about. So first of all, she got a pit bull puppy Then she rehomed it. That's just already a bad thing she did.
Yeah.
Then she had another dog. It got out of her house in the middle of the day and got hit by a car. And they, I guess they came home and they saw the dog in the road. Instead of taking the dog to the vet, her husband shot the dog and killed it.
That's insane.
They claim that the dog was like, it was, it couldn't have been fixed. It couldn't have been, that's insane to me. The first thing you do, you take it to the vet. You don't know what's wrong with the dog. If it was still alive.
Also, put it down humanely.
Yeah.
This woman has gone from a joke to my worst enemy. Like, I will find her and ruin her.
This is a video. This isn't anything. This is just her crying in her car. This isn't the dog or anything.
He had to rush me inside while the other two men watched to make sure no one else came. And once I was inside, like, all I heard, I knew what was about to happen. And Jordan, like, all I heard was this truck rev its engine so loud from the bedroom. I could hear it. And I know that's when the gunshot went off and poor Jordan had to do that for Brody so that he wouldn't suffer. And there was no saving him. It was so bad. And I'm just so, like, angry. Like, I'm so angry how someone could be so cruel. Accidents happen, but a hit and a run, like, no stopping, no anything. And I'm just, that dog was with me through so much.
Like, then she just making a video of you crying about your dog.
This woman's a monster.
I don't like anything about this. I don't like her.
No, this woman's a monster.
Her husband also. Her husband is a bad dude. He's a bad dude. he's a disgraced former cop who was sued by the ACLU for.
Oh my God.
For violence.
Jesus.
Here's what it says on the ACLU website. So in December 2013, walking blocks from his home, Josh Bills was approached by five officers who surrounded him. He greeted the officers calmly. He stood with his hands down to his side. He did not act aggressively. The police stopped him because of a call about a black man wearing black clothing. Then the encounter went south. And despite being cooperative with the officers, Officer Jordan Nelson, who's Brittany's husband, without warning, grabbed one of his arms, violently kicked his legs out from underneath him, smashing his face into the concrete. There's a video of this. It's all on video. Jesus. Another officer knelt on his back to restrain him. And then a few minutes after the altercation, Jordan Nelson reenacted the takedown for his fellow officers at the scene while Josh Bills was lying on the pavement waiting for medical attention.
Jesus Christ.
And the case was settled out of court, and he's no longer a cop. He got fired for that.
Well, good. I'm glad he got fired.
Thank God. So he's not a good dude.
These are like the worst two people of all time.
But then, so Brittany, she's no longer a fitness influencer. She, all of a sudden, one day, she just rebranded as a Christian influencer.
Oh, God. Is she like QAnon now?
Yes, she is. She got really into alt-right conspiracy theories.
Of course she did.
She was always Christian, but she's never really said anything publicly. I'm sure she just really leaned into it now. She's like, well, what do I do now? Okay, I'll be a Christian influencer.
I feel like once you lose your platform, the only way to get another platform is to go QAnon.
You go QAnon, like comedians you have to go get Q. canceled, you go right wing, you got your audience. Right
yeah, there. That's They're the only way to go. Yeah.
And she got banned from Facebook for promoting conspiracy theories and COVID-19 misinformation.
Oh my God.
And then I found one of her TikToks about demons.
Oh good. I'm excited.
Right now, so you know I'm gonna hop on it. Six things as a Christian, as a now Christian, saved by the grace of God and delivered of 12 demons that I will never do. Number one, I will not watch or entertain the thought of horror movies of any kind. This goes for crime and murder mysteries as well, which I know is hard
because
I used to watch them all the time too. Have you ever had nightmares after watching one of these? You're naturally inclined to because you're opening up doors for demons to enter in. Number two, I will not participate in any way, shape, or form in anything New Age related. Tarot cards, mediums, manifestations, higher self, channeling, any of that, any agreements.
Higher self.
If you do not believe there's not a spirit attached to these, you're wrong. Number three, I will not partake in sexual sin or sexual perversion of any kind. When I was dating, that meant no sexual sin in general. Now that we're married, that means no lust, no porn, or anything that goes outside of the scope of how God intended marriage to be. These demons try to control you. They will try to convince you that you're out there living your best life, but in fact, you're not. You're living in bondage. Number four, I will not just let anyone lay hands on me. Now, I know this sounds crazy in the grand scheme of things, but when you let someone lay hands on you, you are spiritually submitting to them and letting them impart what they have onto you. If you know their walk with the Lord, if you know their doctrine, you know their sound, then yes. But if you don't know who they are and they're asking to lay hands on you, proceed with caution. Number five, I
like
won't hold on to unforgiveness. This probably doesn't sound like anything in the physical world, but in the spiritual world, demons cling to this. The more you hold on to unforgiveness in your heart, the stronger of a grip demons get. And the last one, number six, this one's gonna ruffle some feathers, but it's the truth. I will not practice yoga. Yoga is rooted in Hinduism. You cannot practice yoga, which is practicing another religion, without offending God and opening the door for demons to enter in. That's just the reality of it. Let me know in the comments if you want me to make part two.
Let me know in the comments. She will not practice yoga.
So does she not eat any kind of ethnic food then?
I don't know. This one's gonna ruffle some feathers.
That's the craziest.
Because it's based
that's the craziest thing
religion?
I've ever heard.
Do a lot of Christians not practice yoga because it's demonic? I'm sorry, downward dog is demonic.
that's a her thing. Does she know that, like, America is like a mixing pot of like a million different people and religions, and like Christianity is a mix of like a million different religions that came before it? Like, Christianity isn't the first religion.
No, girl, she's tripping.
This is the craziest.
It's crazy, right?
Well, it's just so misinformed.
Yeah. She's just kind of making up her own shit. So now she's selling hundreds of tickets to a Christian woman's getaway called She Lives Freed.
Oh, boy.
And those tickets are $125 to $650. And there's, like, videos of her baptizing women. But she baptizes them in these, like, horse troughs.
Ew. Like
she'll rent out, like, these conference rooms and hotels.
Ew.
And baptize women in these. It's fucking bonkers.
I hope they're new and not used.
There's like hay in them and like...
Yeah, like a horse spit.
So a reporter from The Guardian, Jess McHugh, she went to one of these retreats. She paid $125 for a ticket. She said they were selling Bibles that were hand-painted with flowers that were like $60 to $90. Tie-dyed jean jackets proclaiming Yahweh, not my way. Yahweh is Y-A... H-W-E-H? Is that a name for like a god, I think?
Yes.
Yahweh?
Yahweh, yeah.
Religion. You can't cancel me stickers. You gotta get those in there. There was a Christian rock
band
playing. Women were in distressed denim. They fell to their knees on pink cushions. Women were sobbing. One woman was speaking in tongues. And then this reporter said, most women I spoke to were aware of Davis's past, and it just didn't matter much to them. They were simply communing with God in an atmosphere that was celebratory, not punishing. So they knew all about her scams, but they were like, we don't care.
Interesting.
And the thing with Christian evangelicals is they all want to be girl bosses.
Yes.
But they're all like weirdly against feminism, or like, it's so bizarre to me.
Oh, yes, they're 100%.
It seems very contradictory that they're like, be your own woman, but then like their Christianity values are very like anti-woman. Like, you serve your man, you don't do this.
Yes.
You don't let
they're like, husband comes first, but husband, God, and then my manicure business.
My manicure business. So in this Guardian article, It says many women were in the business of selling, either working as small scale influencers. They're all shilling multi-level marketing schemes. Some retreat attendees with small followings had their own Amazon storefronts. Her ministry is registered nonprofit, of course. That's how she can make money.
That's insane.
She sells a $32 t-shirt on her website that says unapologetic. During this whole thing, she said, "You can't cancel what God has called. You can try all you want, but the power of the blood has already overcome it. And that's the truth. That is the truth that I walk in every day. And the heavenly confidence comes with that. You can't cancel me." So she's all about, like,
oh boy.
Canceled. Yeah. And then I found a former friend of hers did an AMA on Reddit. And apparently she was living with her boyfriend before they were married. She claimed she wasn't because of Christianity, but she was fully living with her boyfriend. You're a bad Christian.
Yeah.
And then I found a video of her and her husband.
I need to Google her. I need to see what this woman looks like.
They're answering questions. This one is, how do you handle outside friendships while being married?
As if that's a...
Okay, so opposite sex. We have had rules since being married, honestly, since, like, well before we got married. Mm-hmm. We've had rules where, like, because you have opposite sex friends. I've already thought of, like, three that are, they're amazing women. And I have guy friends, kind of. I don't really have guy friends.
Yeah, you do.
I have a few. A
couple.
Yeah. I mean, all your guys at the office, but they're, like, our family. Yeah, so our rules are... We can't be with an opposite sex, like the opposite sex in a vehicle. And now if it's an emergency, that's a different story. Like, to make that a regular thing, not okay. Like texting, if you text the opposite sex, like, we let each other know.
Or even better, we just, if it's not something, you know, like, for instance, let's say I'm going to do I need some help pulling off a surprise. Mm-hmm. There's obviously, she has a super specific girlfriend who I will text. Mm-hmm. I can be like, but it's, if you can, in text messages, and it's not like something around a birthday surprise or a party surprise, mm-hmm. or something like that, include your significant other in the text to that friend. We do that quite a bit, just out of respect to one another.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. You can't text
that's
the
so
opposite
weird.
Sex unless it's an emergency or it's a surprise.
That's so weird. Like, my boyfriend has a lot of female friends, and I trust my boyfriend. So, I mean, he can do what he wants to do.
Do whatever you want. It's so crazy. So now she posted a video about her own line of self-tanning lotion that never launched.
Yeah, I just Googled her, and that bitch is tan as fuck.
She's so tan. She's crazy tan.
She is borderline. It's getting inappropriate tan she is.
Weird.
She's on the line.
She was starting her own children's clothing line, Hazel and Lane, that hasn't launched yet. And then she became a foster mom.
No.
And last week, she posted a video on TikTok called Foster Mom Fail. And what happened in this video is crazy. She came in from a workout and the baby was napping and it smelled like something was burning. And apparently she left potpourri burning on the stove. She's like, foster mom fail. And I'm like, what? You went out for a workout while your baby was sleeping. She has this, like, I think she has like a 6-month-old baby that she's fostering. I don't know.
What?
Left the stove on. And came back and, like, put it on TikTok as, like, oopsie.
Why did she even have potpourri on the stove?
I don't know. Why did she leave potpourri on, her baby sleeping in the house, went outside to work out, and came back in and was like, oh, it smells like burning.
I guess it's something people do. Stovetop potpourri seems to spread fragrance better than any candle or air freshener can. But you have to put liquid in it. She probably just put, like, dried flowers on the stove and, like, started a fire.
Yeah. Some cinnamon sticks just burning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's a foster. Oh, she owned a horse, and she was keeping it at this barn called the Horseplex. But then she wrote a Yelp review of this place. She said, "My horse was removed from this facility due to lack of care and malnourishment. I'm lucky I got him out when I did. I would not recommend McKinney Horseplex for the well-being of your horse." Apparently her horse got sick at this place. And they responded to her Yelp review. And they said, "Well, actually, you neglected your horse. We paid for a vet to come out and check up on your horse, and we got your horse back in good health." So apparently she owned a horse.
This woman?
She's a menace to society.
She needs to be jailed. She doesn't need to pay these people back. She needs to be in jail. For animal abuse.
Yeah. She's crazy. And then the last thing she did, she apparently exploited an unhoused man. She posted a photo on Instagram, set up a GoFundMe for him that he didn't ask for, sent him to like a Christian drug rehab. And that was over a year ago. And then she deleted everything about that from her social media.
She kept that GoFundMe money. 100%.
So that's why everyone's like, "Where's the money? How's the guy doing?" And like, nobody knows.
Oh, God.
She's a scammer. And she has over 1 million followers on TikTok. She's got 500,000 followers on Instagram, where she says she's wildly
still
in love with Jesus. Yeah.
Sweetheart, Jesus doesn't want you.
But she has a trial.
Jesus says no thanks.
March. She has that trial coming up.
Ooh. My
but
birthday
I think she's
month.
Only facing fines. I don't know if she's going to go to jail. She should. She'd be frauding.
Yeah, I want... How can we, like, citizens arrest her for animal abuse? Like, how... That's what I want to do. Like, I'm not going to look up animal abuse charges because, like, I'm too sensitive and I'll, like, kill myself. But I need her in the slammer.
Yeah, it should be a law against, like, killing animals. I mean, who knows how bad that dog was injured, but, like, the first thing you do is you take it to the vet. You don't just be like,
this woman's the devil, in my opinion. She's a demon. She needs to, let me tell you something. The best people I know love horror movies and people laying hands on them and doing weird sex stuff. She needs to seek God, this woman, in the right way. Anyways, if you know any more scammers, scam podcast, if you know how to get this woman in jail ASAP, Melissa, where can people reach us? I'm so pissed.
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com. That's
I like honestly like want to make troll accounts and cyberbully this woman, but I won't because I'm too tired and I need a nap. And also 2023 is our year. And so I'd rather focus on positive things. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to practice being organized instead of like making 15 catfish accounts to like ruin this woman's life. And don't do that either. Our listeners don't do that either. Yeah, that is true. Good. Touche.
All right. You got to remember which accounts go with what count.
I like learn Excel just so I can ruin this woman's life. It will have a positive effect on me. All right. Well, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
Oh, my God. I thought I forgot to press play on GarageBand, but I didn't. we're good. I did it. I'm a good girl. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
An Elio's original.
Powered by Acast.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.